So I do have to apologize in advance. I seem to have spilled some of my space coffee on our map of Themog City. Also, the player does not remember how we got here. Does anyone know what happened last time?
Welcome to GURPS Wars. Homebrew GURPS Star Wars. Crash, Ellie, Eo. Do continue the recap.
I remember we did some interior decorating inside a spaceship.
Yes, we remodeled the Ashfall so that it had actual beds in it, because if our bedroom is a bunch of reclining seats in the same room for all of us, then we're probably going to kill each other. We like each other, but, like, nobody likes each other after a week with, like, no privacy. And no beds.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
We are recapping the most important things. We just talked about remodeling the interior of a spaceship, and Ellie is sharing with us the art of the costumes that her character is wearing.
Everything
else
hat.
Is details. The hat is distinctive, yes. It looks...
It's like water streaming down, like your hat is water.
I know that's not how it was made, but I look at that hat and I feel like if I was told I had to recreate it, I would be buying thick sheets of foam core.
I could see that. I could see that.
Which would not allow me to do the round bit at the top. However, that's what I would be doing to improperly make this hat. It's probably a better structure than that. But the player, honestly, has had a week of teaching, and each day has been a week because we started our state mandated standardized testing this week. So I, beyond and Tux's outfits and the remodeling, I don't remember why we're here or what we're doing.
Well, we came up with an excuse to go to Ord Mantell because my parents said there's a holocron here, maybe, that they would like to procure. And so they thought perhaps we could do some, you know, procuring.
Oh, right, the D4s.
Don't play dice with the holocrons.
Oh, don't be silly.
But it's
I don't
so much
do
fun.
Anything that, I don't do anything that results in such little damage. He says, understanding that sometimes I roll and I heal the opponent.
If you roll well with the holocrons, you get all three Sith Masters at once. And then they argue.
That...
It's funny. You make popcorn.
There we go.
Anyway, we got to Ord Mantell with a minimum of fuss on the Ashfall, which is Sen's ship. And then we went to hang out at a bar, where... they decided that I was a Zeldron, and you were my entourage. And then, not looking forward to spending yet another night in, well, let's face it, about 2 square feet of bunk, we decided to get rooms in the financial district. And, well, here we are.
Yes, you're all over at the financial district. I will drag your characters over to the financial district. Oops, only dragged one of you.
So that comic I have posted is in fact relevant.
Must see images large enough to read.
Yes, true. I love those comics. Also, they're gorgeous.
Holocron Hollow Chess. Okay, so not quite sold on the whole having three Sith Lords duke it out. Not while I'm on the same planet as them, but...
They're not really Sith Lords.
Regardless, it's the egos combating each other that I really don't want to have to deal with the fallout for. Some people would eat space popcorn for that. I'd rather have an MRE a safe distance away. But I'm reading this forum posting about Holocron space chess. How many more of these can we get our hands on?
Sorry, Dickens. Sorry. I've offended the cat on me.
I remember playing Battle Chess on my Mac SE growing up.
Mm-hmm. Archon. So, yes, you got rooms, hotel rooms at the Financial District Hotel, which seems fairly reasonable. And I believe that you decided you wanted to, you have two or three leads, and you wanted to check out the store of old weird stuff.
Yes.
Which is called Whispering Lantern.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Am I missing a reference here?
No.
Well, when you have something that's supposed to give off light, having it give off sound as well is just a fun bonus, right?
It's more that, like, that is exactly the kind of thing that a place like that would be named.
Everything's present tense verb noun this and present tense verb noun that.
Sort of creepy in, like, a kind of archaic way that, like...
Well, yes, yes, I get that. But my complaint is not that it's not trying to be creepy in an archaic way or something. It's always present tense. What about past tense or, ooh, future perfect tense?
Right.
I'm just saying, it could be more than one tense.
It could be two tense.
I think a lot of
that's said anytime we're not in combat.
Anyway, the Whispering Lantern is in the old barracks section of Thamag City, and you know, you go walking, you take a cab or whatever. The buildings here are very high on conformity and permacrete, and being built onto instead of demolished and made taller, apparently, including that, you know, it looks like a bunch of 2 and 3 story buildings meant to warehouse troops and weapons with similar styled, taller semi-skyscrapers that look like they planted a barracks and it grew like from a bulb or something.
Don't give biotics any ideas.
Agreed.
The sidewalks are also a combination of perfectly reasonable flat permacrete that has had the embedded into it like cobbles chunks of rock and other concrete style things that got broken up and then, you know, put in. And there's a little shop that has, oh look, a couple of lanterns hanging outside the two windows to either side of the door. You can step inside as you wish. I think I loaded that map. Is everyone on it?
We appear to be in a hallway. It is dark. We might be eaten by a Gru.
It's not a hallway. That's just the part of the street that I feel like doing. That's your sidewalk.
Oh. So I could go this way to step into traffic?
Yes.
I have walked off the edge of the map and everyone else has disappeared. Oh my gosh, I love Foundry. Now you're here, now you're not. Now you're here, now you're not. I see the rest of the map. Like, the map doesn't go away when I do this. Just my friends.
Well.
Yeah, you see that, Ellie? That's so neat.
You people.
Do we have a name for the proprietor?
Hurricane Oil Whip.
You would have to do a quick research roll to see if you can find it on Holoweb. If
it wasn't given to us, then...
It was not given to you. You would have to see if it had a web presence.
I checked Space Yelp and missed it by two. I am convinced that the proprietor's name is Whispering Lantern.
You never know. Or Lantern or something. Maybe they're Twi'lek. Maybe their name is actually Lantern, and it's a very sophisticated little pun.
Well, I heard there's a Lando.
I mean.
Or will be.
It's a very common name.
This bakery is to die for.
Add another luck point to your character sheet.
Entuk, so you see through the window that there is a older human male in there.
With a great portrait.
Well, it's reasonable, I suppose. I fear I have a horrible feeling that I know where the portraits came from, but I'm not sure that they were touched by humans until I started mucking with them. Dunno. Anyway. He's sitting at the desk there reading on, okay, he's reading a data pad.
You know what? I'm going to go with this person's name still being Hurricane Oilwick. He looks like a Hurricane Oilwick.
You can go with that if you want. I'm not necessarily going to go with that.
Well,
Rand's not going to call him that unless he introduces himself with that name. But he looks like he would speak in a bombastic manner with perhaps too much emphasis on the wrong things.
As Antuxa opens the door, the fellow behind the desk slips his datapad away onto some internal shelf and says, hello, customers, and you might be, well, oh, it's too rude to ask people personal questions. What brings you to my little shop here? The shop itself is very cluttered. It is filled with shelves that have trinkets, crystals, faded books, everything illuminated by a golden glow of apparently antique lanterns. Got a creepy doll song.
It's still raining outside?
It's not raining outside, but it's very overcast.
Okay, so I'm not dripping.
You're not dripping.
I don't need to telekinesis other the raindrops off of our ponchos.
This time. Yeah, it's not raining at the moment anyway. It looks like it's going to rain later.
Ran is disappointed in a way where Antuxa and Sen immediately know why he's disappointed, but no one else would.
Mm-hmm. The air is rich with the scent of dried herbs and candle wax. It's probably a fire hazard in here.
Well, when I heard about your shop, I simply had to come by.
I'm honored.
You have the most extraordinary things here. And you seem like the kind of person who might be able to help me find something.
I certainly hope I can help you find something. Ideally, something that you buy, but, you know, well, if not, then...
Oh.
Search. Oh, Ran, what do you want to search?
Well, we are here looking for a D4, because I refuse to call it a holocron. It's funnier to call it a D4. But Ran is looking for things that look neat. Also a D4, but also things that look neat.
Oh, this place is somewhere between a store for, like, New Age, except old age trappings, sleight of hand magic, and anything that might possibly be applicable, including candles that, you know, the can't blow them out candles that are sitting around, flickering around here. Strange eggs that may or may not actually be eggs. They sparkle, they glitter.
This hasn't even been cooked for 30 hours
rocks.
Yet.
Huh?
Sorry.
Boxes full of how... Nope, no 30 hour. You never know. Boxes that say things like learn magic in your spare time and some chunks of what could quite easily be kyber crystal, but they're across the room so you don't know. Back to Antuxa. He'd like to be able to sell you something, but, well, if that doesn't work out, then that doesn't work out. So, what can I do for you, ma'am?
Was this one of the places that might have it, or one of the places that might be amenable to helping us find it?
The lead is that it could be either. It's a shop. It specializes in stage magic, occult, gewgaws, fake spells, etc. Sometimes the shopkeeper gets his hands on weird old stuff and might know who frequently purchases weird old stuff from them. Might have it, might know who has it.
Then I will have prepared a flimsy with a sketch of a hologram on it.
Okay.
Ren is learning Mage Hand.
Ran already learned Mage Hand quite some time ago. Now he's looking for what magical words he should say to fool people into thinking that he's casting a spell as opposed to just breaking reality with his midichlorian-induced mind.
Midichlorians do not induce it. That is in my headcanon, they are merely forcivore things that hop out of subspace to bask in the concentration of the force within those who are, you know, like, good at it. The Jedi mistook correlation for causation. Anyway, you're also next to...
Qui-Gon did.
Yeah, at least Qui-Gon did. You're also next to, like, trick yarn for, you know, rope trick type things, and...
A fake thumb that you can put over your real thumb to hide something inside of it.
Oh yeah, those are in the shelves. You've got a couple of fake swords in a jar over here. At least you're pretty sure they're fake.
And you know, a set of comically large wax lips.
Probably.
Okay. I'm just setting that back down.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a picture of a holocron.
Yes.
Display. He takes it. He goes, ah! Yes, yes, these things. You see them occasionally. Well, I do actually have... I've got two of them. Really? They're some of my prized items. They're very rare. Very rare. Old ones. If you want me, I can bring them out for you if you wish.
That would be delightful, thank you.
Oh, excellent, excellent. No problem at all. Goes puttering over to the something that's over in behind the shelves. The middle shelf there is low enough that you can see around it because it's, you know, see over it. It's like a 3 foot high shelf. The others go up to the not quite the top of the building. Goes digging around some crates that are on a suspiciously modern looking holo hover pad, comes over, displays a couple of boxes for you. You know, sets one on the counter, opens it up. There's okay, this one is actually not a triangle. No, this is not a triangle, it's a square. This one Jedi holocron. They claimed it came straight from Tython. But then Tython, that's a myth, isn't it? It's a myth. Might be real. Seems to be fairly old.
I'm going to take a look at it.
Okay. It looks like a fancy D6. It's, you know, got the silvery stuff coiled around it, the blue glass or crystal forming the walls. It looks like a Jedi holocron, except kind of dusty and tarnished. Then,
oops, it's like a holocron.
It seems it's not functioning anymore. There's a vague echo that once upon a time it might have held an imprint, but something has damaged it, wiped it away.
Broken.
Oh, is it? You think it's... Wait, does that mean you think it's real? Squint.
They put tape over the one end and wrote over it again.
Well, I suppose I don't have to worry about it somehow coming to life and demanding that it be taken back to the nearest Jedi temple or something. That'd be a nuisance. Well, all right. And the other one here sets that box down, opens up, picks up and opens up the next box. This one, I believe, is, what do you call them? The Sith, yes, the Sith Empire, one from there. It's a Sith holocron. It is cracked in two. It is held in place by padding, but it is very clearly something has broken it into roughly equal halves. Had this one for a while. Pretty sure it's not going to work, though, I'm afraid. I hear that if you get a working one, they talk to you. Hope they don't whisper in when you're asleep. I can't sleep as it is half the time. Thunderstorms, don't you know?
They do seem quite common here.
Microclimate. I hear there's parts of Ord Mantell that are sunny most of the time, but no, not around here. We get all the clouds. It's rare to see the sun around here.
Well, yeah, I know how you feel.
Cloudy? And damn.
I know how you feel.
Ah, you have that look about you. The well-hydrated skin look. Sorry. Name's Barlow. Barlow by Wiki. I'm the proprietor here. If there's anything you want to know about magic and magical things, just ask.
Sen looks at Entuxo with sort of... You can probably imagine the look.
Entuxo has made acting by two.
Entuxo is biting her tongue.
You can't see the blood leaking out of the corner of her mouth over her red skin. By the way, Ran is legitimately looking at the dust jackets for the various sleight of hand books. Uh-huh. He already has skills, but he's looking for advice on how to be more theatric in regards
there
to...
There are certainly... There's a beginner's sleight of hand, beginner's stage magic, intermediate stage magic. This one is looks like it's a bunch of recipes about... You know, you get the tuca fur and you steep it in water under the full moon of a three-mooned planet, and...
And no, not that one. Ran is not looking for anything that hints that the stuff is real.
You can, in fact, find various beginners, intermediate, and even the expert's guide to stage magic. And you don't have to roll to find them, because... They're laid out there so that people can find stuff.
It's well organized. By the way, Ran is keeping his distance from the creepy doll that is on the map right over there. The one near the main entrance that looks like it has a small walking stick.
Mm-hmm.
And hair that sticks out on the sides of its head specifically. Not
yes, it is definitely it's a creepy doll. It looks sort of like it might be a ventriloquist dummy. Maybe. Or maybe you're supposed to stick pins in it or something.
Oh,
hard to tell.
Ventriloquist dummy... That, oh my gosh, your friend got one of those. Learn to throw your voice.
Yeah, there's probably books on it.
Look, I don't even need to put my hand in it. The head slowly starts to spin towards the audience.
And took, so you have a fellow who is putting away the broken Sith holocron. Setting it next to the other one. I see those. Neither one of those are the ones you want. Well, I'll just...
Oh, actually.
Huh?
I might be interested in taking them off your hands.
They are quite
rare. What had you thought of asking for them?
Oh, well, they're rare and hard to come by, so in about 500 credits for each, I'd say. But I could...
If I buy them, I... If I buy them, then you can't tell people you have them.
There is that problem, isn't there? But for 500 credits each, I can manage. I have other things. I have the Ring of the Grey Jedi, Galeas.
That sounds fun.
Oh, haven't you heard of it? It's legendary. Let him use the lightning without turning to the dark side.
You see, I told you this would be fun.
Right.
I never doubted, Ran says, carrying three different books that he totally intends to purchase.
Carrying or, quote, carrying, quote.
Carrying for real.
Carrying's carrying.
Ran has the suspicion that we're not actually supposed to tell the entire planet that we're Force users.
Mm-hmm.
So he is actually holding them with his own arms like a peasant. And seriously considering that book on ventriloquism, but ruling that out for now, because then you'd have to buy the creepy doll.
Indeed. Even got, just recently, the most recent auction, I got a replica of the Mirror Eternal.
You don't need a book on ventriloquism. Or even I can throw my voice. All I need is a tape recorder and not to have skipped arm day.
That's two. Two luck points for Ellie. Ran can still skip arm day to throw his voice with that strategy.
Indeed. And took so.
Well, I think I'd perhaps better leave the ring left to someone who might be able to get use from it. But I am a collector of things old and strange.
Ah.
Do you happen to know anybody else who might have something like this?
Oh, yes. There was an auction just recently. It's where I got the replica mirror, after all. I probably shouldn't have bid as high as I did, but I do love stage magic. It's the cunning and the quick fingers and the misdirection. All better than whatever those old philosophers on Coruscant think. Coruscant, Corellia, even the Empire has this mysticism thing, but no, this stage magic is important. Well, yes. Oh, let's see. Who else is...
I think he agrees with you.
What else was at that auction? Who was there? Oh, well, someone from the Cass family certainly took that. Sandcast, he runs it. He's a bit of a collector, too, you see. There's a smuggler gang got one of the tablets for, what was it supposed to be? Ingredients for an elixir that turns someone into
a force user? Yes,
a tablet claimed that the translation meant that it had the ingredients for an elixir to turn one into one. Went to one of the smuggler lot, I think. There's a case of alleged kyber crystals there. That was auctioned off by the pound to jewelers, tourists, a few smugglers. I think it had mostly fragments in it. I doubt it had anything big enough. I didn't get to run my hands through it. I just got to look at it. Let's see. There's insect thing. That went to the Themog Museum. Oh, and then there's the other mirror eternal, the one that was supposed to be the original. That was someone in a mask. Very dramatic. Very dramatic. So the best collector is Sandcast. Yes, there's a few others around.
Dare I ask what the Mirror Eternal's supposed to be?
Oh, it's a grand thing! Grand thing! So, there was a Togruta magician, stage magician, pure mechanical trickery, sleight of hand, and for one of his grand performances, he would summon Ishkarhul, an ancient Togruta demon that came through the mirror and delighted the crowds with being absolutely terrifying. Pretty sure that the mirror I've got, that it's supposedly a replica that was supposed to, you know, stand out there so people could ooh and awe over it in front of the theater entrance, and if anything happened to the actual one he was using, he could have just slotted this in and pulled another one out of storage. There's probably at least 5 or 6 replicas going around. Lovely thing, lovely thing. Everyone thought it might be a holoprojection, you see, so he would pass out scanners. You could scan and determine that, no, there were no holoprojections on the stage at all. No foolery of any kind. It was a genuine demon. That's
the
story.
Like quite the show.
Oh, it was. It was. I saw it once a long, long time ago. I was very small, very small. Delighted me. Delighted me. The secrets of the universe. And he made them out of showmanship and mirrors and smoke.
May we see
the... It that way, I can see the appeal.
Yes.
Mm. May we see the mirror that you have?
Oh, yes. I suppose, yes. I have it, you see it in my, in the back here. And I forgot to load the icon that I was going to use for it. Oh, well, I'll just have to draw one. Yes, you can come through here. Please don't mind the, the shop is the shop. And back here is my own personal quarters, so. He leads everyone through a door into the side, which opens onto a sparse, very modern little kitchen with a table. Okay, the table looks kind of fancy and glass and has weird tentacle things etched on it, but, you know. Goes down a hallway, has a couple doors going off it, and at the end he pulls off the fabric covering a large, tall mirror. It's got a very thick back to it that you don't actually see until you look around behind, that the mirror itself is on a curved surface behind the flat glass in front. So you could probably do some fascinating optical illusions with it. Let me see if I have a picture that I can share with you, or if it's too close to the thing that I'm cribbing all this from. Scroll.
Rand is starting to wish he'd gone back to the door to grab a basket off of the pile of baskets so he could put the books in that.
Oh no, you're having to carry actual things.
I mean, he'd still be carrying them in the basket, but there comes a time when there's a certain amount of books beyond which they're not made to all be carried at once in just your arms. And depending on the size, 3 is beyond that limit.
It's marginal. It's not too far beyond the limit, but yeah, it's marginal.
Oh, see Ishkarul. See Ishkarul scream. Scream, Ishkarul, scream.
Yeah, something like that. It is a large, fancy mirror that you could easily see in a haunted house or something. I do not have a good picture of it that I can share.
It looks like a cross between D&D ghoul art and an anime elf.
Something along those lines.
Brand, darling, go put the books down on the shopkeeper's desk. No one's going to take them.
I intend to take them after paying for them. But I see what you say.
Antuxa has made psychometry by 9. You get... All right, 1, this is not a relic. This is absolutely not a relic. This is a mundane mirror.
It's a genuine replica.
It is a genuine replica. You see it under dusty cloth. You see it being, you know, catching as if in the mirror you see glimpses of the crates that it's been in. You see it in a closet. You see the crowds that cluster around and stare at it through a glass barrier or just beyond those fancy velvet cords that barrier it off, that kind of thing. You see it occasionally being used as part of what's the thing where people walk through the act? Dress rehearsal. You know, it's part of a dress rehearsal, and people in fantastical costumes walking around it in certain ways, and Togruta in long robes waving a wand made of some kind of silvery metal and wood, and intoning things about the demon, and it's a mirror. And you do, in fact, see so much of it. If you are focusing on any of the near stuff, you can see various people coming and looking at it, including, vaguely, a man wearing a mask. Species not clear, probably male, certainly presenting that way, if that's who you were looking for. You made it by 9. Tell me what you want to know.
You gave me everything I want to know. Okay. I'm just parsing.
Sorry.
Well,
beautiful old thing, isn't it?
It is.
He pats the frame gently.
I don't have a way to transport it, but I also don't want to take it from you.
No, this one's for me. I'm not selling this one unless I have to.
I understand. I hope you never do.
So do I. As I say, though, there are others around. I'm sure this can't be the only replica. Might be a... And then there's the original, if you can get that away from the masked fellow. It was broken, so it actually went for not that much. No. 300-400 credits, I think.
Yeah, some people have uses for that kind of thing. Personally, I'm just a collector.
Well, if you want a scan of it, I could sell you one of those. 20 credits for my time scanning it, and you can have a holoprojection of it.
That sounds lovely.
He pats it some more, and puts the fabric drapery back over it. Don't want to terrify myself in the middle of the night coming out of the fresher.
Huh. I've had that experience myself. It's the first night after I put in a new vanity. It was
oh yes, mirrors.
Extraordinary to extraordinary to see my ghostly self rise up out of the gloom.
Yeah. Oh yes, they'll do that. And then next thing you know, you're throwing your toothbrush at it in a terror.
I'm just glad I didn't break it.
Oh, that's good. But, yes.
You know, being surrounded by things like this, you see something like that at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you think perhaps one of them was real.
Oh, I hear some things are real. Not sure about them, but that's why I'm stay here on Ord Mantell, where this sort of thing is much less likely to be real. Much more likely to be skill. Deliberate skill. Alan, why don't I tell
you have your tastes, and you stick to them. You know what you like, and you know what you don't want. I envy that.
Oh. You'll get it when you're my age, too. I'm sure you will. Here, come on. Why don't I go sell your friend those books that he's carting around? Then he can put them in a backpack or something.
Rand, of course, and I must give you fair value for the holocrons.
Yes, yes.
Rand is practicing card tricks from the book for shuffling.
You telekinesis right other with a critical success?
Send, is this your card?
18?
When did I get a card?
Oh, you made a non-committal grunt when I asked a question. I assumed you were answering.
Ah, sure.
Oh, good. I'm going to buy the deck of cards, too.
You have a deck of cards for a card trick. You have... And I need to pause to put away the groceries.
Well,
be
we
back
have
in a little
playing
bit,
for
okay?
close to an hour.
Hey, we did that time very well. Okay, take a break. Right.
And look, the credit stick was behind my ear the whole... Wait, no, that's not a credit stick. Never mind. That's, I'm just going to throw that out over here.
You have a bit of MRE wrapper behind your ear, Ran.
It's a sauce packet from an MRE. I was saving it for later.
Mm-hmm. He will be happy to give you a few pointers on sleight of hand.
Ran will definitely... pay rapt attention. Not rapt enough for me to put points into sleight of hand, but still pay rapt attention.
He will find a few cards behind your ear and possibly, oh, and there's your credit stick from, apparently it was up your sleeve all along.
That's where I put it.
You're not sure if you put it up that sleeve, though. I thought it was up the other
I was going the same way. I was going to make the same comment. I thought he went in this sleeve.
He grins at you somewhat manically.
So let's see. According to this trick, then what I should be doing is, here's the credit stick. It was in your pocket.
Precisely. He squints. That's a good trick,
I give him back
fella.
His pen and his watch.
Mm-hmm. Very deft, very deft. All right. He rings it up. It is a He rings them up. It's a reasonable amount for, you know, $20-$25, you know, credits, you know, it's about, you know, 20 credits a book, that kind of thing. They're good books.
Yeah, but it's Canadian, so it's actually worth more.
Probably.
Space Canadian.
Well, Ord Mantellian, so, you know, there's a certain tax and, you know, there's city tax and a few other things. It, you know, it comes out to a reasonably hefty bit, though not as much. You know, he rings up for Antux as well, and you know, offers to package up the boxes. He can package them up so they look nice, or he can package them up so that they look like just, you know, learn to use magic, cheap magic kit boxes.
So, that would be lovely.
When's the next auction?
Oh, those. You have to be in the know. You have to be in the know for when they invite you, you see. But, 3 or 4 months at least.
Oh, well.
If you're looking for something special, something that might have been in the last auction, I can try to nose around, see if I get any more information. But I'll tell you, if there's someone who thinks that somebody else got away with something that was real, then you're probably looking for Manning Manor, Manston, something like that. Smuggler chap. Broad, blonde. You people have met him. This is about right. He likes the ones that claim they're real. And Sandcass. He's the other one who, well, he's a bit credulous. He prefers the things that claim they're real, but I happen to know that he's perfectly willing to buy something that was aged out in the harbor for in a crab catching net for about 6 months and sold it to him as a ancient Tithonese vase. Badly damaged, of course. It's those Tithonese crabs out in the harbor.
Naturally.
Can't blame me for trying to make a little bit of my own back from, well, all right, not from him. I'm not in his turf. But you know how it is.
Of course.
And I don't blame you at all.
Glad to know. After all, we're both collectors.
Naturally.
Anything else I can help you with?
Well, if you could keep an ear to the ground for those, the other rarities. And I tell you what, I'll come back in a couple of days for that scan of the mirror. What do you say? Right. You think 100 credits would be enough for that?
Oh, that's definitely enough that I would, well, I'll definitely keep my ear to the ground and tell you anything I can find.
I'm
looking for more of the taps, the boxes that he's boxed up so they look like innocuous things and not incredibly valuable things.
Yes, any more you can, well, if you happen to hear of any. And in the meantime, I will be paying you strictly for the scam.
Of
100 credits, as we said.
Of course. He only asked for 20, so, as I'm sure you remember.
The player definitely does. The character absolutely does. And the character is hoping that the NPC is picking up what she's putting down.
He appears to very much be picking up what you're putting down and nods. May I ask where you're staying if you want to tell me? You obviously don't have to tell me, but if you have a comm code, I could send you bits of email if I find anything, unless you want me to just save till you've come for the scans.
Oh, of course. If you find anything, you can send it to this address.
He jots it and down, and yeah.
Meanwhile, Rand is attempting to shuffle a deck of cards with this trick that I have found and shared that requires two hands and all of your fingers, but Rand is attempting to do it with one hand and the Force, and I made my roll by 13.
Are you trying to make it look like it's natural, or...?
I am definitely trying to make it look like I am using my fingers to get this done. However, I am sort of like how telekinesis itself is, you don't actually fly, but you can just jump a little bit further. You can do a little bit more with yourself. This
Give
is me,
me
making
acting...
sure the cards don't fall.
Give me either an acting or a sleight of hand.
Let's see. Do I have sleight of hand? No.
No.
Do I have acting?
No.
Not just no, but hell no. I believe that's intelligence minus 5.
Yeah, I think that's what I tend to do for those. Yep. I believe it's an average.
I mean, it could also be dexterity minus 5, but they're the same number. I am not doing this well.
He glances over.
Now, I want
pauses.
To stress.
Yes.
Ran is trying to use the Force to make this be easier. However, he understands that he does need to follow physics. So perhaps when he plays 52 pickup, he doesn't have to go halfway across the store to get the cards. Specifically not towards the creepy doll. The cards fall in the other direction.
He does, however, look at you, twitch an eyebrow, Yes, that's what happens when you go past your skill with sleight of hand, lad.
Well, don't worry. Yes, but going past my skill is how I get to my skill. Or at least make it better.
Some people edge up to it.
Well,
they work just below their skill until that's their skill, and then they push it a little further.
Well, I don't quite know where my limits are yet, so I'm looking forward to finding out.
Ah, you're that sort of lad. Good show, good show. Make sure you don't fall in with the wrong crowd.
Ran, I'm going to have to make another IQ minus 5 roll.
I'm afraid the wrong crowd's already fallen in with him. She winks.
I made it by
you
one.
Made it.
Yes, Ran does not. Rand does not lose all of his composure and say, I'm sorry, it's too late. I've become an accountant. He simply smiles, nods, and tries very hard not to laugh.
Oh, well, the wrong crowd and the right crowd sometimes look so similar. They truly do. Glad to have met all of you fine young people.
And you, Barlow. It's such a pleasure to have made your acquaintance. Thank you so much for your help. And for that scan.
Of course, of course. I'll definitely see what I can find out. Well, I hope that you enjoy your stay in the Mog City. The fine... Well, the seafood's not bad. The climate's moist.
Yes, well.
Very good for the skin.
I do hear the Typhonian crabs are to die for.
Indeed, indeed.
Take care of yourself, Barlow. I'll see you soon.
And you. And Tuxa exits with all of her usual grace, aplomb, and absolutely astounding outfits.
Not all of them. Some of them are back at the hotel.
Well, true. Well, it's, you know, it's grace, it's aplomb. It's astounding outfits.
She has style, she has grace, she'll shoot lightning at your face.
From out of nowhere. And there you are, back out on the cloudy... Well, it might be starting to mizzle just a little bit. The, you know, like a fog sort of gently descending closer to the ground. It hasn't
it's
started
right
to
at
rain
us.
Raining it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. What's the next plan? Banter?
Perhaps. I thought maybe someone else would like to take the lead.
Everyone could enjoy my little shop here, which has all sorts of little fascinating details on the shelves. I love it.
We must marvel at your map.
Thank you. Yes, marvel at the map. Yes. Yes.
I have found a space kitty.
Mm-hmm. There's a cat curled up there.
It's orange.
And white.
Well, yes. So it is not a socket. Socket is just orange.
Just orange.
There is no white to provide additional brain cells. No brain, only orange.
Like Percy. No brain, only love and snot.
It is a perfectly circular cat.
Mm-hmm.
To make the math easier.
Indeed. There's gargoyles, there's chess sets, there's little boxes.
There's a pile of diplomas.
They're scrolls.
What does this scroll
say?
They might be It's an archaic script. I think it says...
Fireball.
Fireball. Yes. Cut to outside the shop. You just see the windows light up briefly, and then everything goes dark.
Fortunately, I'm not actually...
And then it gets lighter again, throwing... below glow.
Mm-hmm. I am not throwing fantasy things at you. Amazingly.
I still like the idea that Chroma's full name was the verbal components for Chromatic Orb.
I think that's canon.
Yes.
But yeah, it was Eo's idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was glorious. And I love that I got to work that in more than once.
Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous when Chroma's full name is called out by Chroma's frustrated parent. Because then things go boom.
I picture Monty just being the totally chill grandparent for most of this, though.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you're secretly, semi-secretly, an ancient red dragon. Anyway, yes. Back
it's
on
okay.
Orbentel.
I gave... Hmm? It's okay. I'm keeping Chroma safe. Nothing but the best for my granddaughter. I gave her a potion of fire resistance. Wait. I read the label wrong. Ugh. This is a potion of fire breathing. You know what? This is fine.
On fire?
We are in my daughter's library. We are in my daughter's library, and I have given my granddaughter a potion of fire breathing. This is not fine. None of this is fine. None of this is fine. Not currently, no. Not since the fire. The mysterious fire. Why do you think Monty's rank in Kosha is probationary?
Because no one should let Monty have a rank in occupational safety stuff.
That is as canon as you want it to be.
Indeed. Anyway, back on Ornmantel. You have visited the Whispering Lantern. You have made a friend. You're out on the street with the lanterns of the shop's title gently flickering above your heads. Because I found the flicker control in Foundry, so they can't have a little flickering glow going on.
Yes.
Let's see.
I'm looking forward to finding another shop that is another verb noun, but it's the shouting library. The librarian just really wants us all to be quiet and is not afraid to be loud to tell us.
I feel like a shouting library is something we'd find back home.
I'm not sure that the Sphere of Mysteries would let us enter. And really, the last time I heard shouting...
some holocrons can get loud.
True. And the last time I heard shouting in the library, it was because two lords were coming to fisticuffs, which was rather archaic. They both had sabers, they both had the Force, but instead they were just slapping each other. Anyway, it was totally unbecoming for Lord Mandark. Beth asked for banter. I provided. I can just barely hear Eo laughing.
So what do you think? The man in the mask or this Cass person?
I think we've got a meeting with Cass, right?
The meeting that you have is from Hurston Manon. He's the smuggler. He's an Imperial sympathizer. What you've heard of him is that he is trying to give himself Force powers somehow. Thinks he can turn into a Sith.
Yeah, we've done that plot before. I
thought we also had a meeting with Cass.
I don't think you've gotten a meeting yet. One of the other places that... Let me get that. I think you were going to consider looking for him. And the place that he is known to... go, one of his favorite places is the Blue Orchid, which is a cantina / nightclub.
I think some of the best moments of these recordings are when somebody is responding to something that has only been provided in text.
Yeah, well.
And I say this unironically, as the person who has to edit this.
Uh-huh. And Tuxa, detecting disturbances. Tremor in the Force, both made by one. Where are you doing this from? Just out of curiosity, like on the street or your hotel room? You do feel a weird, faint sense of something vaguely Force-related back from the shop you just left. And he was saying that he had a ring of some Jedi or something. Who knows? Maybe he actually does. It does not feel like a Force user, precisely. It feels like an artifact of some kind. You're not detecting any disturbances at this time. Made by one, there's nothing really in the area that you're in besides some faint, whispery something.
Look at your character sheet. Hello, character sheet.
Maybe it's just the haunting thing. There's something, you know, maybe it's that. It does feel old and whispery and dead.
Where was that from?
You left it behind you in the shop. You weren't concentrated on anything.
Yep. You can Columbo it.
No, I'll come back later.
I'm just imagining we don't need to buy Force Lightning from a shop. We have force lightning at home. The force lightning at home is covering the entire planet.
Yep. Dromenkos, the only planet where force lightning is an actual natural phenomenon. Or a natural phenomenon.
And Kriff, these seven fish in particular.
Yes. And it means it. Rumor has it that one of the reasons that Dromenkos is actually...
So, I think what happened was Dromenkos heard us talking smack about it and crashed the recording. So this is our second recording of the evening. and go ahead.
Do you want to do the intro?
I did the intro. I did the intro very quickly. Beth, Homebrew GURPS, Star Wars.
Crash and now we have the middle of the game intro. And
yes,
I'm
middle
Crash.
Of game intro. And OBS also did. But fortunately, it did not lose anything because you prepared ahead.
Yes. So, Beth, tell us why Dromenkos is safe from Jedi incursion.
Because rumor has it that the planet will target force lightning on Jedi preferentially. So, you know, it hates the light side and all that. At least that's a rumor.
But lightning is bright.
Yes, and that's why it hates any competition.
Be right back, editing sunglasses on to Ran.
So, you have an option to decide what you're going to do. You still probably have another day until you're supposed to be having an actual meeting. By meeting, it seems to be social occasion to show off to Imperials, is the implication, from Hurst and Manon. Or you could go putter around, do what you want for a while. There's probably slot machines somewhere. Probably up north, an amusement mile.
Yes, we have amusement mile, and to get there, all we have to do is go through the gunnery and crime alley.
That could be fun. Amusing, even.
I was going to say, I thought perhaps you would enjoy disabusing them of the notion that, well, let's just say it would be fun to watch you deal with muggers.
I was thinking that.
You are currently up in the old barracks area, is where the shop is located.
Ah, just south of Asylum Island.
Mm-hmm. Why is it called that?
You'll have to make a research roll.
Well, it used to be a university. Miskat something?
Gin and tonic.
Ah, Miskat gin and tonic, yes.
I'm looking it up.
It is called Asylum Island... because that is where, once upon a time, there was some particular militant philosophical religious group, cult, something, and they cut all of the bridges and defended a number of people from, well, apparently grouchy huts or something, and... therefore, it is said that if you step on the island, then other people are not supposed to be able to come and arrest you. You could claim asylum there. And in fact, there are supposed to be strongholds/churches located all throughout the place with that weird little cult.
Right.
It's also noted that you should probably not go into dark alleys here because... it's where criminals are, and if the priests don't catch you doing things, they give you asylum. If they do catch you doing things, they toss you off the island into the water.
I feel like we shouldn't go there, because if we go there, then everything's going to get completely out of hand.
That sounds like we're going to go there, because... isn't that what always happens?
Okay, but let's put it off.
I'm okay with that. It'll give me more time to read my new book.
Yeah. Let's put off the moment where everything gets completely out of hand and we have to flee the planet because we tossed the priests into the water.
Oh, if I toss them far enough, no one will know it was us. What?
That feels like a step down the path to everything getting out of hand. That feels like we just got a little closer to that moment.
I mean, we're not known for avoiding escalation. Rand is saying all this with a smile on his face. He's not intending to actually do any of this. Although, no, this is probably not going to come up. Unless, no, that we're probably not going to put ourselves in that situation.
You did specifically develop a skill intended to escalate things.
Which of us hasn't developed a skill intended to escalate things?
No, but I mean, you specifically have developed a skill.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I primarily used it to elevate things. Very close. Similar.
Escalator, elevator. Does it matter? Things go up.
I mean, I could use it on stairs, but then they'd be elevated. They wouldn't be escalated. Unless I made them rotate. But I don't think they'd have the structural integrity. Most stairs do not have the structural integrity to be rotated at speed. Well, not twice. Never twice. I will say again, Beth asked for banter.
I'm happy with banter. It's giving me a moment to do something that I should have done earlier. I may wind up doing more on that, but I might as well just import what I've got here. That's the only important skills. Come here. Okay. Just close that. It's beginning to mizzle gently. It's not soaking yet, but it's definitely moist. Little beads of moisture beading up, you know, like shining glittering jewels on your clothes and hair and face. There are air cars. You don't actually have to walk through Crime Alley and other Made by 17.
So, Beth, here's what I am attempting with this Made by 17, and I fully understand that as the GM, you may say, no, it doesn't work that way. I am not intending for us to be walking in a sphere of no rain. That would probably draw too much attention to us. Instead, sphere of slightly less rain than everyone else. We are perhaps not getting hit by nearly as much. The puddles that we are walking through are just a little bit shallower as we walk through them.
Hey, this visor keeps it out of my eyes anyway.
It's taking a lot of your concentration, Ran. You are having to conceptualize the coalescing droplets as a solid thing that you can actually affect.
Oh,
but you think you're maybe.
It's my goal is not to be successful in this. My goal is to push my boundaries. In other words, this is an RP reason for why Rand's telekinesis other skill keeps getting stronger.
Keep putting points at it. You have a knack
for
it. Well,
yes, that's the mechanical reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Also, side note, I just tried to save an image that was over way more than this computer was supposed to handle.
Oops.
Yeah, you can hear that there. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We're all fine here.
Concerning. You do have air cars that you can skip over such lovely, picturesque, probably tourist attraction places like places called Crime Alley or the Gunnery. You're not quite sure what Burn
Crime Alley
League Lay is doing, you know.
We're heading to an amusement mile.
Amusement mile is clearly this is the tourist attraction, and over there on that other little spot is where the fancy spaceport is that you did not land at that has all the tourist attractions there. There are slot machines. There are dancers. It's like you found miniature Vegas. You found Vegas town.
Well, so it's Vegas next to the bridge to Avignon.
Probably. It's only a bridge. You have found where tourists go to be parted from their money in theoretically legal fashions. It's not as fancy as some places might be, probably. It's, you know, there are probably better places on Ord Mantell, but this one it has this veneer of, you know, sponsored by crime family such and such, sponsored by the gangster hut,
you know, so and so Abba. It has this, you're outside the law and anything might happen thing going. So,
Rand looks over at Sen to see if there is a mischievous or diabolical grin starting to spread over their face.
What, me?
I mean, this may or may not be copying Rand's expression. This is besides the point. I don't know why you bring it up. However, Rand does look to see how Sen is taking this in.
I'm not starting trouble. I'm not starting trouble.
That's just what someone who's starting trouble usually says.
Well, yeah, but it's also what someone who's not starting trouble says.
So it's a tautology.
I see that Antuxa has grown a last name.
Oh, yes. I was going to introduce myself back at the shop and then and decided I needed a last name for that.
Ah.
This may contradict a previous last name that I've given her, but...
Well, you change outfits regularly. Why not change last names regularly, too? Whatever's in fashion.
That was not a disingenuous may have. I think I might have, but I don't remember.
Oh, well, I mean,
we can retcon it. Whatever.
We can retcon it. The one that's written down is the one that we'll keep, probably.
Yes.
And so something else is written down. Yes.
There are restaurants at Amusement Mile. There are apparently spice dens. There are restaurants that advertise that they're very spicy with quotes. You don't know if those are supposed to be emphasis quotes or if they're actually, we will put mild hallucinogens on your steak. Hard to tell.
The prices will not order for steak.
The prices for everything are they're tourist prices. Going to party for the evening? Or are you seeking something out besides slot machines?
We could seek out slot machines.
Rand doesn't see slot machines as much of a challenge.
That's fair.
Not because he manages to get all of the little dials to stop at the right spot, but because he can use telekinesis other to crack them open like a walnut. And, you know, if we're going to start trouble, we need plausible deniability. Having the Nutcracker Suite play over the PA system while opening slot machines is perhaps not how we keep a low profile.
The gifts that I am showing are, in fact, slot machine gifts from the Switor.
Could be worse. It could be from the Golden Saucer. That music. That music on loop.
Oof. Well, I'm just here to have a good time and perhaps a good meal. Whatever you would like to do is fine.
Who's gambling? I'll have to figure out what you should roll for it, see if you win anything. Do you have the gambling skill?
Rand has only recently gotten a deck of cards and hasn't had enough practice yet to do any of the card games and is not interested in the machines. He's probably just going to also try to get a good meal, which might not be the same thing as what Antuxa believes a good meal is. However, if this place has a variety of foods, they might have something that Rand wants too. If they don't have a variety of foods, then they definitely have something that Rand wants, but not in Tuxa.
You can find a restaurant that serves numerous things. There don't seem to be any MREs around here, though.
Oh, no.
There's one place that purports to be MREs. But it's actually themed after Ord Mantell when it was, you know, an ordnance depot. And, you know, so there's like waitstaff dressed in skin-tight pseudo-uniforms and everything is served on little MRE plate-type things, but it's not, they're not MREs. They're fresh-cooked. There are crabs.
All of the badges on their uniforms were on the wrong locations. That was supposed to be a lapel label. It wasn't anywhere near the lapel.
You've been looking up Mantellian military history?
Officers need to recognize other officers, yes. I don't have them all memorized anymore, but the broad general, pun intended retroactively.
When you were in the military academy, you were memorizing this?
We kind of had to. It wasn't the main focus of our training, but it was something that was pointed out to us. If you've captured a large number of the enemy, you do have to, you know, recognize which ones are supposed to be the ones in charge. They need to be separated from the rest of the group. It's basic logistics, which, come to think of it, well, that was prophetic.
I Putting feel everything in these little boxes. Like you might have been more into it than a lot of them were, and I say that in, like, you're my friend, and I'm delighted you've always been like this. Anyway, I see slot machines over there. I want to see if I can get banned from a casino.
I'm here to support you in spirit and to follow you out when you get banned. But perhaps we'll not be telling people I'm your friend while you are actively being banned. It'd be more of a surprise if something falls on them.
I assume this is will-based when I do it like
this. Yes, I believe it'll be will-based. Meanwhile, Antuxa,
Oh, no.
Sen, okay, you're pretty sure that that's not the right smoke coming out of the machine to indicate a winner.
So I'm going to get banned from the casino because everything I touched broke.
You are certainly getting some dirty looks.
And Sen goes up to a one-armed bandit. All the one-armed bandits in the row end up blowing smoke out of them.
You seem to have taken out like at least six of these things.
This is not their ship.
No, this is not their ship. These are not their wonderful slot machines. You're sure your ship would have been better with this, but you can't fly a slot machine. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's a jealous ship.
Rance is going to Rance is leaning over to Antuxa saying, how did they manage to do that?
Antuxa was doing something right. Let's not focus on how embarrassed I am.
But they're on surge protector. The surge was coming from inside the house.
The surge was coming from Ord Mantell.
You... Antuxa, all right, your tremor. This area does not seem to be full of any force weirdness. This is except maybe the occasional person who's gambling and might be what in the Empire would be force attuned. You know, just enough to mess with the odds a little, just enough empathy to. Know when to fold them, shall we say.
Except the slot machine was what got folded.
Yes, the detecting disturbances, it's made by two. What you are picking up is a very electrical sense from Sen over there, and then sort of the blue smoke is coming out.
Oh no. It's Glora. Run!
A disturbance Wrong in the campaign. Forces of six or seven slot machines cried out and were suddenly silent.
That's a long point for EO.
So far, Antuxa has not made the roles in the right place at enough. But yes, there's...
Oh, I'm just curious right now.
Yeah, no, there's nothing in the area. There are little droids screeching unhappily as they charge for the smoldering, smoking slot machines and start spraying them with anti-fire foam. A large droid comes over and suggests that perhaps the customers might wish to move away from the slot machines. It says this in the tone of voice of
you might
along,
not want to
citizen,
be compressed into
along.
A cube.
Yeah.
They do seem to be indisposed somehow. Maybe we'll go somewhere else.
The droid agrees that this seems like a very useful thing for you to be doing so that you are not in this location. Besides, it's a fire hazard here right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They exploded. Well, I mean, they didn't explode, but they...
Followed by a muffled whoop as one of the slot machines has the side blow out and knocks over several fireman droids.
Oh!
More droids go screeching along. The place is filling up with fire foam.
I blame their wiring. I don't know what's wrong with their wiring, but something's got to be wrong with their wiring.
Well, clearly something's wrong. Their wiring is covered in fire foam.
Tourists head over trying to take pictures. Holos.
Small children are building fire foam people.
No, not yet. It's not quite working that way. The droids are keeping people away. Some of the glittery dressed staff are trying to get people to come away, and there's card games, and there's something at the bar, and while there's this inconvenience, there's going to be a 10% reduction in price for drinks at the bar. This way, please, etc.
For your convenience, a 10% increase in hallucinogens in your drinks has been provided.
That too.
Rand does not take a drink at the bar.
Probably wise. The droid does suggest that perhaps you and your friend who were last at these would be more comfortable at another casino.
Oh, Rand did not go towards the slot machines.
Oh, well, all right.
Rand wished Send the best and said that he'd help from afar if something bad happened.
Yeah, since Sen was talking with you after when the droid caught up with you, the droid assuming you're together and
well, fair.
They can't pin anything on Sen, but they would rather that Sen not be there anymore.
And it's
and would also rather Sen not be there anymore.
Sen is embarrassed. Whoops. Hit go boo.
Come, my friend, let's find a place that is less explodey and fiery and has people wear their fake uniforms with the right badges in the right locations.
Sure. I'm not sure we'll find that last thing, but sure.
I'm pretty sure one of them was wearing Sith Scout merit badges. That's not even the right uniform for it.
Those aren't a thing. Those cannot be a thing.
Rand stares directly at Sen with a deadpan. Wait, hold on.
No, I don't believe you.
Hold on. This, I learned how to do it, so daggone it, I've got to do it. Ren stares at Sen with what he believes is a deadpan expression. I missed that acting roll by 5. This is not a deadpan expression. This is Ren telegraphing everything as if he's using the Force to put thoughts into Sen's brain. That yes, he is totally making all of this up.
Meanwhile, Antuxa is calming.
Ellie has found the perfect gif for Rance trying to be serious. Yes.
And he's trying to have a straight face. It is not working.
Trying so hard. And they're getting so far. And by so far, I mean we're probably being escorted out right now. And you were saying what Ellie was writing in the chat. I interrupted you.
The food here really is quite good. Are you having fun?
Oh, it's delightful weather outside. Come join us when you're done. There's fewer things on fire out here.
I didn't get banned from the casino.
No, we were politely asked to leave, and we decided we were also going to be very polite. Honestly, how do 6 of them catch on fire at the same time?
I only touched the one. Know. I guess they were all linked together somehow.
Were they all plugged into the same surge protector? I mean, it's not our problem. I'm not actively trying to come up with a solution for this. Although, if we could recreate it, somewhere in the universe, a small Jawa looks on with pride. But not at Ramazan.
That Jawa to be proud of me.
That Jawa's looking at something else entirely. That's irrelevant to this conversation, so far as anyone
flammable,
knows.
Flammable slot machines, no doubt. The big one.
Someone pulls the one-armed bandit's handle and... Oh, comically large bomb. What did I win? There's a hissing sound. Why is there a hissing?
Boom.
Cut to entirely different scene. Someone looks up and says, oh, it's raining. No, snow? No, that's ash. Why is ash falling from the sky? Weird. Anyway, yes, Ellie, that is the exact kind of bomb I was thinking of. Some days you just can't get rid of it because a Jawa put it in the slot machine.
Was it Adam West Batman?
Oh, that yeah.
It's like the old...
That's from the Batman movie. The same one that gave us bat shark repellent.
Excellent.
In what appears to be a repurposed spray can. Spray paint can.
Well, I mean, where else do you keep your shark repellent?
It marks the shark so you know which one you've repelled.
Yes. Yes. Obviously. On that note, it's fairly late. People might need to get up in the morning. And we should probably end off. Does anyone have anything that they want to do before we do that?
No, not I.
Okay. You have some quite good seafood, Antux. It is good. It is spicy enough for your tastes or lack of spicy, depending on what your preferences are. The place here, I mean, they're probably overcharging horribly, but the customer service is delightful. Bran and Sen, you are not shot at by anything chasing you out of the casino, but they do definitely, there are security droids watching you as you leave.
Oh, we stop and get something on a stick from a space food truck outside.
There are plenty of those.
Sounds like a great idea.
They are also tourist prices.
Well, everything here is tourist price. Unless we
go
to the other side of Crime Alley. So
yeah,
I'm not quite sure what this is, but according to... Okay, there's something wrong with this menu. It says it's deep fat fried, deep fat fried, deep fat... It's just recursive. Is this just breading all the way down?
Deep fat refried breading. It's a specialty.
Hey, I think that has tentacles.
Well, it's got to have something at to roll of the breading to start it.
No, that. Not that. The other thing.
That's not nice Sen to say that to
has
the cook.
I wasn't saying it to the cook.
You're showing it to Ran, obviously.
Sen has immediately found the weirdest thing they could find.
To each their own.
Deep fried chocolate calamari on a stick.
What's an Oreo?
I will note that Sen has cast iron stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps the food from escaping.
Yeah, pretty much.
We enter combat for this session because Sen has found food that fights back.
Only if you want the food to fight back. There's some things that are apparently like for people who are curious about hut cuisine, such as it is.
Ran loses interest when he finds out that it's not actually hut made.
No.
Or
no,
made
it's
of
not.
Huts.
Well, that wouldn't be good. Ran tried escargot once. It wasn't that tasty. It just tasted like
kind
the
of
dipping sauces.
Yeah, it's some kind of aquatic bug.
Neat.
Allegedly the shell is edible. At least if you're a hut.
It's like getting ice cream in a bowl that you can also eat.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
A soup bread bowl, but bug.
You could probably find that. Anyway, you can all stay up far, far too late in the glitz and glitter, or, you know, since you probably set out in the morning, you can stay there for a long time. Glitz, glitter, glamour, actual covered walkways so you don't get rained on. It's amazing. Little boats that go out with, you know, sail around the marina there. It's a nice, very touristy place. And you can decide what your next step will be. But for now, you can lose yourself in the tourist attractions. Thank you all for playing. Thank people for listening. I'm Beth. This had Crash and Ellie and EO, and does anyone have anything they want to plug?
Well, don't plug those slot machines in there.
That would be unsafe. But if you do want to get a book, I have ebooks. They're on Kobo, they're on Nook.
depending on if Amazon is feeding books into a Gen AI thing to try to generate summaries of previous books and series, I may not be on Amazon much longer. So if I am on Amazon, you better grab them there. Smashwords, Kobo, your local library. Ask
can't
for
we find them
ask
on a
for
website
them to look
also?
In the Overdrive.
Can we find them on a website?
ElizabethMcCoy.com. That's what has all the lists of where they should be. I'll have to adjust it when if I pull down stuff off of the Amazon empire. But yes, ElizabethMcCoy.com. And that should tell you where they are. And speaking of websites, I guess, or speaking of fic, if EO wants to do their fanfic.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. All right. Then speaking of websites.
Speaking of websites that we've named after ourselves, AaronBSmith.com is where we can find all these podcasts. It's where I put them and the TTRPG supplements that I've made and a few other things. You can also follow us on the Fediverse. It is AaronBSmith.com/@cogwheel, which is also linked to from AaronBSmith.com. And also, you can support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And this is Beth. Oh, what was the thing go? We'll see you next time. And till then, oh, let's see. Who do I know? Let's just flip through the flimsy decks. Yes, yes, okay. Wonder what they've got today. Night, everybody. Made by 12.
I'm still attempting card tricks.
Good night.